USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump continues to suggest that the defund police movement is just a fad that will simply fade away over time.
We always stand with the incredible men and women of law enforcement. We will never, ever defund our police, okay? That I can tell you. We're not defunding police. Well, I assume this is going to be a fad. We'll call it a fad, but it's not something that will work very well, that I can tell you.
In some cities, including Minneapolis, where the killing of George Floyd in police custody first sparked the unrest, the city council moved to completely disband the city's police force. In other major cities, like New York and Los Angeles, lawmakers continue to move to redirect funding away from police departments and toward other social services. Stay updated with everything going on around the world at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers, who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.